What is it that you want? This is one of the hardest questions to answer. Yeah, I know it sounds simple. It should be easy, but it's not that simple. And most of the time, you don't really think about what you want. And when you do have to think about it, you find out you're not really sure what it is you want. Hello, welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner, a mindset coach. In this place, the Monday Morning Mindset, I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. Your mindset determines your success in whatever you do, and developing a strong mindset is a skill you can learn. So imagine this. Picture yourself. You're with a friend, and one of you brings up and says, "Hey, why don't we grab lunch?" The other one of you says, "Great, where do you want to go?" "I don't know, what do you want?" "I don't care, what do you want? What do you feel like?" Usually this goes back and forth a few times. I've been in situations, it happens almost every time. Finding out where you want to go for lunch, that takes a few minutes, and then you get to the restaurant, you finally decide where you want to eat, and you look at the menu, and it's probably going to take you several minutes of looking at that menu, or staring at the board if it's a fast food place, to really decide what it is you want to eat. It takes a while. You're hungry, it's time for lunch, and yes, you know you need to eat, but what do you really want? You know, it's just lunch. It's not really that difficult a decision. It's not earth-shattering. I mean, if you have something and it's not quite what you really wanted, I mean, your life isn't going to end. But if it takes that much time and mental energy for lunch, just trying to figure out what you want to eat today, think about how much harder it is to figure out what you want for your relationships and to what you want for your job, what you want for your life. It's not that easy. And most people go through life and don't give much thought to what they want. Every once in a while, they'll open up that door. You know, the financial planner says, "We need to sit down and do some long-term, you know, some financial goal setting." And the process, most of us resist that. Those situations, most of us resist. But I know you are not like most people because you're here listening to the Monday Morning Mindset. You're probably wanting more to life than just what most people get. At least I hope so. You're looking to grow as a person. You're looking to be the best version of yourself. And so finding out what you want is the starting point. This is where I start all my coaching clients. I start here. What do you want? And trying to find out the what, finding out the what is the beginning of what changes your life that's where you have to start if you're looking to make changes in your life. Usually, the answer to what you want is under a couple of layers of what I call Facebook answers and political correctness, or in my case, a whole pile of religious beliefs that obscured the fact of what I really wanted. Someday I will tell you the story of how God delivered me from my religion and set me free. But back to the point. The point I want to make is getting down to what you really want, it takes work. And a lot of times there's a lot of things, mental barriers and stuff that you have to get through to really get down to that, what it is that you want. It takes work. But it is the starting point. If you're going to have an epic life, you need to get to that. Answer this question, what do you want? And answer this question in three ways. Number one, who do I want to be? Number two, what do I want to do? And number three, what do I want to have? Now, if you were here last week, I talked about the do, have, be approach to life that so much of our society is based on. We think, you know, what we're told, and this is the way we're trained in school, if you do the things that you're supposed to do, if you do the right things, then you're going to have the things that you want to have to be able to be the person that you want to be. And so the focus is on the doing and the having. This approach to life, that's what so many people base their life on, is the doing and the having, that if I get the doing and the having right, then I will be who I want to be. You're never going to become the best version of yourself if you're in this, if you have this approach to life. The do, have, be will always bring you up short. You have to live from your identity. You don't live for your identity. So the first question you have to answer is, who do I want to be? Yes, you can decide who you want to be. Your character and your personality traits are not set in stone. Your identity, who you are, is guided and shaped by the story that you tell yourself about yourself. Now, you may have heard me say this phrase before. Yes, that is what mindset is, the story you tell yourself about yourself. And the thing is, if your story isn't working out, if you're not happy with the character and personality that you're going through life with right now, you can change that story. Just tell yourself a different story. It sounds easy, but it is in fact, as easy as changing the way you think and the way you talk about yourself. You can decide who you want to be. So that first question, who do you want to be? Who do I want to be? That's the question you have to answer. The next question, what do I want to do? Because your doing should come from your being. Who you are will determine what you do. And so, you know, another way of asking is, what is my assignment? What am I put here on earth to accomplish? What is it that lights my fire and fills my soul? What are those things that I really want to do? Remember, the doing comes from who you are. And then the next question is, what do I want to have? The have comes after the doing. You do the things that you do so you can have the things that you want. Now, this is the Ultramarathon Mindset podcast. I know it's Monday Morning Mindset, but I'm an ultramarathon runner, so I put things in context of running an ultramarathon. In an ultramarathon, what do I want to have if I'm running an ultramarathon? I want to have the right fuel. I want to have the right hydration. I want to have a good crew. I want to have pacers. I want to have the right gear, and I want to have cowbells. Yeah, you may have heard the phrase more cowbell, but when you are running through the woods in the middle of the night and all you have is your headlight and it's darkness all around and you hear the aid station ringing a cowbell in the distance, it boosts your spirits. So you need cowbell when you're running an ultramarathon. So apply this to life. Okay, for those of you who are not ultramarathon runners, may not exactly be able to identify with this. In life, you need resources, fuel and hydration. You need the support of family and friends, a crew. You need coaches and mentors, pacers. You need tools, equipment and tools to accomplish what you want. And you need fans. You need people who are cheering you on. These three questions, answer these three questions. Who do I want to be? What do I want to do? And what do I want to have? That is the start of what you need for your epic life. You answer these questions and you'll be at the start of your journey toward having having an epic life, being the best version of yourself. Now, next week, I am going to talk about the three roadblocks that you might face when you start to figure out what you want, when you start answering these three questions for yourself. There are three roadblocks that are typical that will come up, but that is going to be a discussion for next week. Remember, figuring out what you want, who you want to be, what you want to do, what you want to have is the start of becoming the person, and living the kind of life that you want to live. I appreciate you listening to this Monday Morning Mindset. If you would like to have help getting started, living your best life, I'd be glad to help you. I offer a free mindset reset call at the Ultramarathon. I always get this wrong. The website to go to get the free mindset reset call is ultramindsetpodcast.run. It is .run and not .com. ultramindsetpodcast.run. On a computer, there's a link in the sidebar. You can get to my calendar to schedule a free mindset reset call with me. If you're on your phone, scroll all the way to the bottom. And you will be able to find those links at the bottom with your phone. It's just laid out differently. Thanks again for listening. I will see you next time.